Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
California Republicans would like to erase the results of the 2018 midterm elections by targeting seven seats that flipped from red to blue in November. All right, Phil, what's the plan here? How are they going to do this?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to hope for luck. They're going to hope for a big change in the political weather. And it's going to be an uphill climb. We're talking about seven congressional districts down in Orange County. These are congressional districts that Hillary Clinton won in the last presidential campaign by as much as 6 points, but still stayed Republican on the congressional level. But that changed in the midterm elections when California Republican congressional people, along with others around the country, sort of got swept out on what was clearly an anti-Trump vote. And I say that clearly because what happened was not just with them, but other places, people just did not vote Republican, especially in some of the suburban areas. We saw it here with the state assemblywoman, Catherine Baker, who was very well liked, but she lost her seat in part because of this blue tide that just, or blue wave that crashed across the state again. Coming back in 2 years when Trump's at the top of the ticket isn't going to be easy. I'm not sure they have the money or the manpower to get it done.
I suppose you could make the argument that, as you say, the 2018 vote was very much a protest vote for a lot of people, that maybe they'll have other ways of making their voices known, i.e. voting for a presidential candidate in 2020, but I don't know if that argument holds up.
I don't either. And there's another thing that the Republicans are up against, and that is the growing Democratic machine in California. Democrats control both houses of the legislature, and they control all of the state offices. So they're not worried about losing anything in this election. And they really outspent. That was the secret part of these flips, Jeff, in the Southern California area, was the Democrats nationally poured in so much more money than the Republicans. And one of the reasons is that Democrats have it. Republicans tend to have big donors who put money into races around that they pick. And Democrats, however, are much more methodical about it. And they're going to be down there boosting these men and women up. Now, the change is going to be if the Democrats in the Congress start acting, you know, too far to the left for people's taste, if they start taking on issues or positions between now and the election that fall out of favor with the down there, and you can get a candidate that appears to be more moderate in there, but that's a lot of ifs. California is becoming an increasingly blue state. With the green backing, you got a lot of labor money here. You got a lot of labor support, and you also have changing demographics. You know, what used to be Los Angeles and San Francisco is moving further and further out into the suburbs. As housing markets change and people move out, they take their politics with them. So what used to be Republican strongholds is now becoming more Democratic. Not an easy combination. But flip side is, I mean, Jeff and Melissa, the game's going to be there in 2 years, no matter what. And the Republicans got to do something, and they're not taking Gavin Newsom out in 2 years.
All right, in the 30 seconds we have left, Phil, how long a game are the Republicans playing here? What are they in this for the long haul, maybe if it even takes 10 years, 15 years?
Right now, the Republican Party in California is in the survival mode. They are just trying to be here in the next 10 or 15 years. Both Democratic and Republican registration is dropping. More and more people are becoming declined to state or independents. And with that, that's taken the toll on the Republicans. This is a battle for survival, not just for winning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.